G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 20. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, it is the final Group 1 of the Australian racing season, as well as the first ever at the Gold Coast. And Chris Waller's already set a record in that department this season with 14. Previously, no one had ever trained any more than 12. And he can make it 15 if Catkins can win. She looks like she's got the weather laid on for her. How big a chance is she?
Yeah, certainly one of the main players. I think this is the race of the carnival. Plenty of chances. Wet track probably brings a few others into it, but it probably strengthens the chances of a couple of leading players like Catkins and like Avoid Lightning. So I think it's they've saved the best to last this carnival.
Alrighty, well, we'll get stuck straight into the black type on the Gold Coast, which kicks off in race three. It's the 150 years of Tattersall's Stakes, this of course being the Tattersall's meeting, usually run at Eagle Farm. This one is for 2-year-olds over 1400 metres. It's a listed event worth 100,000.
Yeah, I've gone here number 9, Star of Night, a filly I've been following for a while, and I think she's really looking for the 1400. She's proven on softish ground, and yeah, even though it's a listed race, it's not an overly strong listed race. The favourite is a maiden. She's $1.60 Harlem River. Has got good form, but I think that tells you sort of how strong this race is, and I think Star of Night will run really well. I like number 15, Nylette. This might just come a bit soon for her, but she's a nice filly worth following. 10, Harlem River in for third, and for fourth, number 7, The Umbrella Man.
Harlem River for me, yeah, just bumped into Flippant, who's a very nice horse, and I think Harlem River's overdue the win, so got her on top from 5. Phallic, also another horse that has been just knocking on the door for a win in slightly lesser grade. Well, it's in maiden company, but you know, against nice horses, Sagarone and Divine Centauri. For third, number 11, Sugar Hit, and for fourth, number 3, Shot Across the Bow.
Race 4 at the Gold Coast on Saturday, Singapore Airlines Daybreak Lover. This one for 3-year-olds over 1800, a listed event worth 125,000.
Yeah, probably outside of the Group 1. This is the toughest race of the day. I thought plenty of chances. I went 14, Dan Soleil. She's up quickly in distance, but she's a very nice filly. She could be the best horse out of the race, even if she doesn't win on Saturday. But a really good run against top-class mares in the Dane Ripper. She was well out of her depth, but she bombed the start and ran on well, only beating 3.8 lengths, I think it was. She's worth a bet here to beat number 1, Backman. Really good in the Queensland Guineas. 8, Right or Wrong, good run last time out. He's shaping like the triple suit. And number 7, Old Habits, open silly odds, I thought. Wasn't a bad run last start in Sydney, going 1400 to 1800.
Spur Legere for me, number 6, has been placed 5 of his 10 starts. Shown plenty of promise to date, and I really liked the last two efforts. 5th at the Gold Coast, behind Dan Soleil. Was 3 wide without cover on that occasion, and really stuck to its task well. And then was an impressive 3.5 length winner at the Sunshine Coast, back in Class 1 company over Al Jedham, who has been city performed for most of its career. So Spur Legere on top, stepping up in trip, I think that really suits Spur Legere as well. From 1, Backman, who is a real tease of a horse. He's going to win a good race one day, but I'm just not sure when. For 3rd, number 14, which is Dan Soleil. And for 4th, number 10, La Spiaggia.
First leg of the quaddie at the Gold Coast on Saturday is race 5. Southbank Insurance Brokers Open Handicap, a listed event over 1,800, worth 100,000. Joel?
Yeah, and giving this race plenty of interest is the return of The Offer, one-time Melbourne Cup favourite, of course, Sydney Cup winner. So very interesting to see how he returns. 61 kilos on his back. He's going to be in the mix, you'd have to think. I've got him in for 2nd, but I went for number 4, Addictive Habit. We haven't seen the best of him in Oz yet. Both runs have been at weight for age, much better suited under these conditions, and certainly much better suited if the track is in the heavy range, soft to heavy. So I think he can be an improver. From number 1, The Offer, 6, Lucky Largo's getting close to a win, and 3, Epic, sort of in the same boat. Both have been racing well.
Yeah, going with Epic here, number 3. 3rd in the Wayne Wilson last time, just ahead of Lucky Largo, was 4th in that race. I've been on Lucky Largo's bandwagon all campaign, but I'm jumping off. I've had enough, and I'm on with Epic. I think the last run was a bit better, came from further behind and ran past Lucky Largo, finished a length ahead of that mare, and I think the extra distance certainly doesn't hurt Epic's chances here. So I've got three to beat six from five, Darcy Be Good, who was a good winner in a small field at odds on four starts going. Has been placed the next three, the last two of those in stakes grade, and fourth, number one, The Offer.
Race six at the Gold Coast on Saturday, Carlton Draft Tattersall's Cup, 2400 metre Group 3 race worth 200,000, Joel.
Yeah, I like number six each way here, number six Surpass. Haven't thought his two bad runs, his two runs this time haven't been that bad. The Brisbane Cup effort wasn't beaten that far, he just sort of came under pressure before the turn, but I thought his last 100 was pretty good, and he comes right into it over 2400, and if the track's in the heavy range, he's got a really, really good heavy track record, so I think he'll run well. Four Faust, going well this time in. Good win last start, did beat the eventual Brisbane Cup winner Jet Set Lad, so he's got to be in the mix. One a Pingle, class mare, 59 kilos, makes it a bit of a task. And I thought number 12, Bachelor Zeal, still out of his depth a bit, certainly on his raving, but was seen hitting the line really nicely in the Ipswich Cup last week, so he might continue to improve.
Going with Shoreham here, I think he's a really great chance in this race, down in the weights, and that I think that point is significant because he's not a big horse, and I don't think he's been carrying weight really all that well his most recent couple of runs. And, you know, his efforts in the Easter Cup were good, but down on the minimum. He then was unsuited by the tempo behind Tully Buck Kid. Last start effort, then three starts ago, I should say, he was a runner-up to Martin Vast. And then the last couple of runs, he's been up in the weights and over extended distances and just struggled. And I think in this grade, whereby he's already met horses like Escardo in the past, he contested the South Australian Derby, which Escardo won, and Shoreham was placed, and you could make a very good case that day Shoreham perhaps should have beaten Escardo. So I certainly don't think he's out of it at all. And double figure odds, first up for the new stable, I think he's a great chance. So on an each way basis, five Shoreham to beat, one a Pingle, two Bankamo, and three Escardo.
And the big one is race seven at the Gold Coast on Saturday. Last group one of the Australian season, Sky Racing Tattersall's Club Tiara. 1,400 metres, fillies and mares, weight for age. Joel, worth half a million. You've got one at about $34 for us.
Yeah, very, very tough race. Plenty of hopes, but I'm going to give Estonian Princess a chance. She hasn't had things go away the last couple. She was very good first up at the Gold Coast, and then as I said, last couple of runs hasn't had things go her way. Took on the males last start, back to mare's grade, big price. I'm just going to follow her up. Six Avoid Lightning, always been a fan of her, and she's going to be really tough to beat on her preferred wet surface, as will number four Catkins. And for fourth, I threw in number 12 Rose of Choice. If Tala Shan, the first emergency, gets in, I'll be having something on her at big odds as well.
And the Joom, if it gets in, do you give it a chance?
Oh, certainly, yeah, she's in the mix as well.
Avoid Lightning for me, just think the run in the Sangster was huge from a wide barrier and then drew the inside alley in the June Stakes and was carrying the grandstands and only just beaten by the horse that had the beautiful run in transit. Wouldn't it be nice? And there was certainly no disgrace to be edged out by that horse. So I think Avoid Lightning on a soft track, drawing the inside barrier again up against her own age group, the own sex, I should say. I think she does pick herself. So I've got her on top from 12 Rose of Choice. So I think third up will be an improver out wide without cover last time in the Dane Ripper. Don't know where it gets to from the wide barrier here, but if it gets a good run, it will be figuring in the finish. For third, I've put in number 5, Real Surreal, who has been getting back and hitting the line hard this campaign. Looks somewhere near back to her best. And for fourth, number 2, Hazard, who... this might be a swan song. There was talk about retiring her after winning in South Australia two starts ago, but luckily Lee Friedman was able to talk connections out of it, and she won the Group 2 Dane Ripper. So I guess whilst mares are in form, you've always got to throw them into the exotics.
And the last race of the Queensland Carnival at the Gold Coast on Saturday is race 8, the Tattersall's 150th Anniversary Stakes, not to be confused, of course, with the 150 years of Tattersall's Stakes. This one is open age, 1,200 metres, Group 3, Joel.
Yeah, going for number 13, Final Crescendo here. Hasn't put his best form forward this time in. Nothing really wrong with his first up run, and then second up, I just reckon he was ridden far too close on the speed. Last start, he was disappointing, I'm going to give him another chance here. He's trialled since the latest run and he finished second. Good trial behind Najoon. Najoon was impressive. He finished second. There was a big gap to the rest of them. On his spring form, he's right in this, which included a couple of placings at Flemington. Got him ahead of 14 Kaepernick. Eye-catching run last start. 5 Dances on Stars goes well at the Gold Coast and 2 Target Insight next bet.
Dothraki on top for me. Had excuses first up at Scone and a very competitive race behind. That's a good idea. Drew the outside barrier. It was always wide and I thought stuck to its task admirably, only beaten 3 lengths. Fitter for the run, rises to 1,200 metres. Again, drawn a little bit wide, but hopefully gets a bit of a better run in transit. And we saw over the summer, Dothraki, what this horse is capable of with a series of really nice efforts behind our boy Malachi. And even that placing behind Barbs, that was a really good effort with 58, giving away 4 kilos to the winner. So I think Dothraki is the one to beat in my best bet of the day. From 2 Target in Sight, 10 Office Bearer, and fourth number 14, Kaepernick.
Okay, Joel, your best was race 3, number 9, Star of Night at the Gold Coast, and your value bet race 6, number 6, Surpass. What about yours, Carl?
Yeah, best bet in the last, Dothraki in the value bet, Shoreham in the Tattersalls Cup.
Okay, in Melbourne on Saturday, they are racing at Moonee Valley, and hopefully we'll be able to watch it on TV. That is unsure, we're unsure of that as we record this on Thursday afternoon. Certainly it will be live on Racing Live via racing.com on the internet or on your browser on your Android phone or via your racing.com app or indeed via your CrownBet or SportsBet app. So plenty of ways still to watch Moonee Valley Racing on Saturday. Big 9 race card. Joel, your best bet and value bet.
My best is Demonstrate, race 2, number 3. Always had a fair bit of time for this horse. He didn't probably wasn't just an early running 2-year-old. They had got him up for a couple of the Blue Diamond lead-ups, but I think he's come back a better horse and should have won first up, and I think he can make amends. And my value is Tristram Sun, race 6, number 5. Yet to place this time in, but hasn't been too far away, and I think the big key here is the weight drop. After the 3-kilo claim, he dropped 7.5 kilos on that last run. I think he can press forward and run really well. Just a couple of others to look out for. Race 3, number 6, Propelled. Showed a bit of promise last prep. I think she can sprint well fresh. She's gone good in a recent Flemington jump out. And Society Man, our value bet from a couple of weeks ago. He goes around again, race 9, number 14, assuming he can get a run in the race. And he was a bit unlucky not to win last start. He might be able to go one better.
Sometimes you pick up the form guide on a Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and you look at it and you can find best bets all over the place. And then there's other days you just can't find anything that jumps off. And I'm not in love with this meeting at all. I think it's dreadful. I just can't find anything I want to be particularly backing with any gusto. But for the sake of it, my best bet is Salsa. Really honest, consistent performer at Moonee Valley. But as well found in betting, I think, is the $4.80 favourite. And the value bet would be Spindabella, race 8, number 6. Another one that seems to go well around Moonee Valley, and there's a previous winner over the track and distance, 2,040 metres, 4 starts ago. I thought the first up run was quite good against the pattern of the day behind Majestic Duke. Got back and found the line into 8th. That was over 1,500, rises to the 2,040, and as I said, that's where she seems to show her best, and I think $11 is about for Spindabella. Prefer her up against her own sex, but perhaps with Digitalism starting $2.80 favourite, might just be worth betting around it and trying to find something to knock him off.
All right, my best is race 3, number 3, Herstory. And to beat Joel's tip there, number 6, Propelled. And my value bet, and please listen closely, because last week I did give you, albeit without much enthusiasm, the $17 pop Golden Oldies. Mine this week, race 7, number 1, Gold Medals. Sticking with the gold theme, Randwick, Royal Randwick. Heavy 9. Fair racing there on Saturday, Joel.
Well, yeah, it will be interesting. Geez, the rain's just not letting up. Looked like we had a couple of weeks into the soft range, but yeah, back to heavy. My best is Alegria, race 5, number 8. Pretty competitive race this, but I think she's pretty handy. She's got a bit too far back last start. I know the winner came from just slightly ahead of her, but I thought she kept finding the line well. 1400 suits, just needs a bit of pressure on up front, and I think she'll get home over the top of them. And my value is See the World, race 6, number 3. Had a long time off, a really good fresh run. It's just a bit slow to begin last start and just gave away too much of a start, but his last 100 metres was pretty decent and he can run well third up.
Yeah, this is also a tricky meeting given the heavy track. My best bet is race 7, number 8, the horse that I just won't even attempt to pronounce.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know, it's Welsh.
So
Simbran or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. It's first up for a new stable, formerly trained by Joe Pride. Had two recent trials, finishing fourth and second, and the form, I think, last campaign was quite respectable. Came through that strong 1,200-metre Class 4 race at Gosford, the Cusick, behind Supreme Effort, and that race is always a good pointer. It was on Gosford Cup Day, plenty of depth to it. And, as I said, really going along well in the trials and should get a nice run off the speed from Barrier 5. And it's around about $7 and is proven on wet ground. And my value bet comes up in the last race, Let Me Handle It. It's a horse that formerly trained in Hong Kong. It won 4 of his first 9 starts and has lost his next 43 races. Hasn't won since January 2011. But his last couple of runs have been building towards something good. He was second behind Hollywood Bound at Randwick, and then last time he should have finished in the placings. He was going to up until hitting a brick wall at about the 100-metre mark, and he just got checked off heels and went rapidly through the field to finish second last. I think this 8-year-old is just starting to turn the corner in a race of not much depth. If he gets through the ground, he's going to be very hard to hold out.
Alrighty there, back to the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday, Carl. And a few people are barking Pendlebury, but you are taking a set against Pendlebury in race 7.
Yeah, not particularly. He's 2 starts, 2 wins, winning form's good form, but not particularly as impressed as some other people. I thought the Murray Bridge win was in a moderate maiden on New Year's Day, and then the last start when resuming at Gawler, he was back in the field and won by 2 lengths, but the tempo just played right into his hands, and once again the opposition was questionable.
You think that perhaps the name is shaving a few points off the
perhaps
off the SP,
perhaps, and that might play into our hands, because Dark Image in that race 6 number 5 is our value bet, and this horse is owned in part by Jerry Harvey and was a good first up winner at Gawler, placed its next 2 runs, and probably should have won last start at Morfordville, just didn't really get clear in the straight and was ducking and weaving through the field and only beating the neck. I thought the run had plenty of merit and gets in well at the weights here after the 2-kilo claimer Ryan Hurdle. And my best bet comes up in race 6, and it's number 6, Edge of War. Surprised at the price. I thought it'd be $4, but I see there's around about $5, $5.50 available some places, which is very surprising for Edge of War. Trained by Darren Weir, has that Majestic Duke form on, was a good winner at Terang 3 starts ago, and then last time got back and charged home to just miss out over the Swan Hill Carnival to much us respect us, and I just think down in the weights he does pick himself.
Alright, my best is in that race, so I'll take you on with Sniper Fire. Has similar form, you beat Much Us Respect Us then beat Edge of War. Sniper Fire then went to Melbourne, didn't have really much go his way. Liking down the weights here, 53 kilos. And my value, Grand Britannia, we'll give him another chance. He just weakened the last sort of 200 metres first up. He'll probably go forward, try and find the lead, and he'll be fitter second up and on the Parks track. That might suit his style a bit better.
All right, Belmont on Saturday in Perth. There is one black type race. It is the listed Belmont Guineas over 1,600 metres for 3-year-olds at set weights. And happily, Joel, your value bet comes up in this race.
Yeah, it's number 7, Dark Musket. He really finished off strongly last time out. He's going to run strong 1,600, I think. He's just going to need a bit of luck from that awkward gate, but I think he'll run well. I put fillies in to complete my top 4. 12, Keysbrook, 14, Dancing Express, and 13, Top Show. And my best is the old favourite, Trading Day, race 5, number 1. showed with his fresh run that he'd come back in really tip-top order. Got back to last from a wide gate over the 1200, really had no hope, but he finished strongly for third behind the dominant favourite. Second up Saturday has the 60 kilos, but I think he can assert his authority on that field.
Okay, the main meeting in New Zealand on Saturday on a heavy track is at Tauranga.
Yeah, and my best bet there is race 8, number 8, Ethical. This talented staying mare, she went through the ranks nicely last time in. She needed her first two back. She improved strongly third up to run second, and then last start she had the 59.5. It was just too much of a task in a pretty competitive benchmark race. Although up to open company, she's proven herself at that level, and down to 53, I think she's ready to win. And my value is a horse who won for us a couple of weeks ago at good odds, Spoke to Carlo, race 6, number 9. Well-travelled galloper, spent time in, started his career in England, went to Hong Kong, and resumed his first start in New Zealand for Nigel Tiley and won really well. I think he can go on with it. Rickerton is the other meeting. My best, we could get it early. Race 1, number 3, Wise Move, has really had flashing lights on him at both runs this time in. He's gotten back and hit the line strongly. I think he's ready to break through. And my value is Back in the Day, race 8, number 8. He's won two of his last four. He's going really well. I think he'll still get good each way odds. It's a pretty competitive race, and I think he'll be in the mix again.
All right, well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Our form in the winning post, of course, doesn't start and finish with Saturday. We start on Friday and we carry through to Saturday and Sunday, and we've got four fields for the three Monday meetings in this week's edition, all for $5. And some good reading as well. We've got Shane Templeton has got a great yarn about George Hanlon. Tony Kneebone looks back not only on the life of the late Ron McDonald, who passed away last week, trainer of Double Century, the Sydney Cup winner, but also looks back, talks to Brian Martin who about the opening 50 years ago of Sandown Park, now known as William Hill Park. Brian Martin was there as a 15-year-old and kept his best bets. So we've reproduced a cover of that. And not only that, but Bone Crusher also passed away a couple of weeks ago, and Richo has caught up with, of course, the Bone Crusher, best known for his famous 1986 Cup win, whose legend is enhanced by Bill Collins' call of it. But what you may not know is that Bruce McAvaney and Greg Miles were also both calling at Moonee Valley that day. Richo talks to them about it. That's another good read. So plenty of good reading in your winning post this week for a cold winter's weekend, which it probably is where you are. So make sure you pick it up for $5. And finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. And I am going to go to Moonee Valley and have a duet on race 3, numbers 3 and 6, Herstory and Propelled. Carl.
Yeah, I'll go best bet. Morpheville, race 6, number 6, Edge of War.
And I'll go Moonee Valley as well. Race 2, number 3, Demonstrate.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.